Hoffman Shebinga to Westmoreland, hallelujah. He's come to preach the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He's a work in process also, hallelujah. But all of us are work in process, hallelujah. I love you, brother. Glory to God.
Wonderful. I greet you all in the name of the Lord. First, I want to thank God for the lead pastor and the associate pastor and all the church leadership for praying for me. When you heard I had an accident, you were praying for me. Dr. Nelson was calling my wife. I could see him on video praying for me. Thank you very much. That is love. I wanted to start by preaching, but let me start by giving you a testimony. Then after that, I'll preach. It happened in February because two of my cars knocked the engine. I have no car now, so I hitchhike a car to go to the city. On the way, we had a head-on collision. A truck hit on the side of the driver. And the driver died on the same spot. Me, I was airlifted to the hospital. I was in the hospital for 2 months. But 1 month, I was not talking. I was not opening my eyes. But after a month, Jesus appeared to me. And he said, you haven't yet finished your purpose, so you cannot die. After a month, the doctor came and said, remove the oxygen, remove the life support, you are going home. On 28 March, I was discharged. I went home. But when they discharged me, I wasn't walking. They gave me a walker. But when I reached my house, I threw the walker away. I said, Jesus, you have to heal me. How am I going to be preaching with a walker? Heal me, Jesus. And Jesus healed me. Let me tell you something. Humanly speaking, I was not supposed to be alive. But God said, it is not yet over. Go back and preach my word. The same way I've healed you, go and heal other people. So in my right hand, I'm carrying healing to the nation. If God raised me from the coma for 1 month, what is that cancer? What is that sugar diabetes? What is that leukemia? I was nearly dead. God resurrected me. This morning, if you are believing God for a miracle, you will get your miracle. You shall get your miracle. Only believe. only believe. So God healed me. That is why I say my favorite scripture, Psalm 34 verse 1. For I will bless the Lord at all times. Surely praises will continually be in my mouth. Don't only praise God when you are happy. Praise God all the time. Praise God when you have money. Praise God when you don't have money. Praise God when you are sick. Praise God when you are healthy. All the time. I will bless him. I will bless him. He is a good God. I'm a moving miracle. I am a living testimony. My orthopedic surgeon told me, hey man, he's a Muslim. Hey man, you fought. I said, God fought for me, but I also fought the devil. Because humanly speaking, I was supposed to be on clutches. But Jesus healed him. Give him a clap offering. Give him the glory. We go to the word now. I'll be very brief because I want you to come back early tonight. In the night, it is a healing service. Genesis 32, verse 25 to 30. Say amen. Let me start from verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and where he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he tied the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. He said, I will not let you go except you bless me. And he said to him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, I pray thee, what is thy name? Wherefore is that that you ask my name? He blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Penuel, for I have seen God face to face. Talk to me, say amen.
Amen.
The book of Genesis means beginning. It was the beginning of life. It was the beginning of animals. It was the beginning of civilization. It was the beginning of everything. I know you enjoy when I shout, but I don't shout. I first begin by going deeper before I can go higher. So listen to me. My title is Fight for Your Breakthrough. Fight for your breakthrough. We pray every time and say, God, fight for me. God, fight for me. But I've come to let you know, God has given you power to fight. He can help you, but you have to fight. If I did not fight, I was going to be dead. But I told the devil, I'm going to be healed. And today I am healed by the power of the Almighty God. I will never leave you until you bless me. The whole night they fought until they came to a place. What is your name? My name is Jacob. And Jacob means a deceiver, a liar, a supplanter. Before God can bless you, he has to change your name. Some of you have got wrong names. You call your name, I'm Sugar Diabetes. You call your name, I'm asthma. You call your name, I am this and that. I want you to know that sickness attacking you, don't ever call it my sickness. Call it their sickness. Their sickness. It is not yours. Jesus healed you 2,000 years ago. You are healed. So that cancer is not yours. That TB is not yours. That sugar diabetes is not yours. You were healed 2,000 years ago. And when the name of Jacob was changed, he received the blessing. I have come to America to let you know that your name has changed. All the people who came in contact with Jesus, their names changed. Paul was called Saul. When he met Jesus, the name was changed to Paul. Peter was called Simon. But when he met Jesus, he became the rock. Your name has to change. Let me tell you something. It is time that you begin to frustrate. You challenges. The conditions, you must not allow them to condition you, but condition them. I will fight for my breakthrough. I will fight for my blessing. I will fight. Devil, you cannot condition me. Devil, you cannot allow me to be in a coma. I am coming out. Jesus healed me. Jacob fought. That is why the Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight of faith. I have run a good race. You have to fight. But what the devil tells you, just fold your arms. God will heal you anytime he wants to. The sickness you have is the will of the Lord. The devil is a liar. God wants you healed. God wants you healthy. God wants you delivered. There was a man by the name of Hezekiah. a message came, Hezekiah, get ready, you are going to die. Hezekiah looked at the one, said, God, I've been righteous. I've been holy. I cannot die. And the prophet came back and said, you shall live 15 more years. You have the power to refuse to die. You have the power to refuse cancer. You have the power to refuse HIV and AIDS. You have the power to refuse all the powers of the devil. Learn to say no. Don't accept anything. If headache is coming to you, tell that headache, not to me. If cancer is knocking in your family, tell that cancer, not me. Not me. Fight for your blessing. Fight for your salvation. Fight for your healing. Fight for your deliverance. Fight in the name of the Lord. If I did not have faith, I was not going to come to America. I would have said, let me sleep at home. But I told the devil, all the programs I have in 2019, though I had an accident, I will fulfill them. And here I am. I went to the American embassy, applied for a visa. And I was walking slowly. I thought they would tell me, you are sick, go home. But they said, come, sir. Don't join the queue. Go to the interview room. And in the interview room, they asked me only one question. Have you been to America? I said, yes, ma'am. They said, how many times? I said, 15 times. They said, don't worry. Your visa has been approved. And I had a letter of invitation I wanted to give them. I had my bank statement I wanted to give them. Say, we don't need all those things. We trust you. Somebody shout favor. Somebody shout favor. Somebody shout favor. So I came to America to let you know, don't allow the devil to condition you. Instead, frustrate frustration. Challenge challenges. Refuse what you don't want. Refuse it in Jesus' name. You are a winner. For I can do all things through Christ who give me strength. And I will bless the Lord at all times. Praises will continually, not sometimes, but continually be in my mouth. When I'm sick, I'll praise you. When I'm healthy, I'll praise you. When I have money, I'll praise you. When I don't have money, I'll praise you. When things are good, I'll praise you. When things are not good, I'll praise you. every time, I will bless you. Bless him in the night. Bless him in the morning. Bless him in the evening. Bless him every hour. He is a good God. As I'm closing, I want to say, know who you are. Take your right position. Stand upon the word. The word will heal you. The word will save you. The word will deliver you. You are an overcomer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me. Stand. I refuse to be conditioned by the conditions of the devil. Whatever God has said in my life shall come to pass. You will be a multimillionaire. You'll be a powerful businessman, businesswoman. Lift up your hands. Say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, here I am. Bless me. Fight for me. And help me to fight. Let me pray for you now. Father, I pray for your children. Bless them. Cover them in the blood. Let your hand be upon them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Shout amen five times. Glory. Now listen to me. I want the young girl who was brought by the parents, who has got seizures, please bring her back to me here. Bring her. Bring her to me. He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. I'm a moving testimony. No more walker. I walk on my own. It's okay, just say, you are the grandfather. Is she your daughter? Huh? Oh, she's the mom. Listen to me. When you brought your daughter to the front, as I was seated there, the Lord told me he's going to heal her permanently. Just believe. Baby girl, listen to me. Touch the hand of a prophet. Father, in the name of the Lord, I command this seizure. Go! Never come back again. Go! Never come back again. You seizure. Go! Never come back again. In Jesus' name. Go! Never come back again. In the name of the Lord. As you healed me, Lord, heal this baby girl. In Jesus' name. Heal her, Jesus. Heal her, Lord. Permanently. I plead the blood upon the brain. Heal the brain. Anything wrong in the brain, repair it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Bring her back tonight. It is done.
Hallelujah.
It is done. More fire. Mandarevosha. Okay, now listen. You are here. You are saying, even before the healing service in the night, I need a miracle. Come. If you want a miracle, come. Quickly. Come to the front. In the name of the Lord. Sir, come. Climb. Yeah, again. Just a minute, listen to me. My brother, the Lord says he has heard your cry. He is healing you. Lord, heal him and deliver him completely in Jesus' name. Dr. Nelson, start laying hands on them as I'm praying for you. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You are healed. You're delivered. God bless. Open your eyes. Not only did he heal you, but he healed you to heal others. I put healing in your heart. Healing in your heart. In the name of the Lord. God bless you. All of you, I apply the blood of you. Come, Lord. Come. Lord, I release the grace. Cover high the blood. Heal her. Let a miracle happen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. It is done. All of you receive your miracle. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen.
Pastor, come here. You come. Yeah, come. I don't know your need, but I want him to lay hands on you personally. I knew you come for yours. I can see your faith, huh?
Don't worry. Listen, just a minute. As you are shedding tears in your eyes, it is a sign you not cry again for the spinal cord. You are healed completely. You are healed completely. You are healed completely. In the name of the Lord. We rebuke that spinal cord. Then go. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You fight. The Lord is fighting, and guess what? We're going to fight for you. Take it. That is, it's yours. Hallelujah. Glory.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. Miracles so great.
4 years. Oh, we came with Dr. Nelson. Your faith will heal you. In the name of the Lord. Your faith will heal you. Can you move the leg a little bit? Move the other one. Healing. Okay.
He had a disease like Mercer, and every time they put a hip in, it would get infected again. They had to drain it, and it's been a long battle, but her victory is on the way.
Hallelujah! Lift up your hand. Man of God, touch the hip. Pray down. May you heal her, Lord. Deliver her. We pray for miracles. Take her out of the wheelchair. In Jesus' name. Heal the heal. In Jesus. Believe God. Start doing what you couldn't do. Remember the message. Hezekiah refused to die. You can refuse to be permanently on the wheelchair. Believe in God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen.